going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
YouTube live chat poll for today on Thursday is, how do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? Too much, too fast, need to be doing more, just right, or Trump is awful? We always want to include everybody here on the Annie Fry Show. We want all to feel welcome. The votes are coming in on this, and it is, I'll be interested to see how many of our pro-Trump support that we have out in the audience right now feel like he should be doing more. Because, I mean, we've heard the criticisms about the arrests. We've heard the people push back and say that there are promises that were made that haven't been delivered on. And at the same time, it's like not even 100 days yet. It's like 95 days into this presidency. And he has been able to do so much and get so much started. Brad, when you look at this question and you're, I don't know if you ever hear people say, like, it's just a lot. He's doing a lot at once. I don't know why he didn't do this first and then go do that. The idea that he is going through this like horizontal integration of all things all at once. How do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration?
Personally, I like it. I want him to go in and get it. I mean, as long as he feels like he can do it, and to me, I think that they've done a pretty good job of it. As long as they can get done the things that they need to get done, do it all at once. There's a lot of things on that list of things that he has been doing that are directly impacting the lives of Americans. And if he can get that straightened out faster rather than later, to me, that's a big win. Now, if he were screwing things up and making mistakes left and right, it'd be a different story. I'd be like, no, you can't do the whole thing at once. Take the apple one bite at a time. But this, I mean, I think he's doing a great job. I think, keep going at the rate that you're going. Get done what you can get done as fast as you can get it done.
Chris on YouTube says about the poll, I said just right. Trump doesn't move at the snail pace the government moves. Betsy says between need to do more and just right. So Betsy's kind of leaning like, I'm happy, but if he did more, I wouldn't be upset about mm-hmm. that at all. And Ender said, I'm stuck between doing too much too fast and needs to do more. But I think that's because there are things I specifically want to see done that aren't being touched yet. If he gets everything done in the first 6 months, are we just going to everything's going to be about the sesquicentennial.
Now that's the biggest word, not flatulence.
How much will you pay me if I use that word in my question at the White House?
Flatulence?
No. Nope. Sure. How much?
Everybody has a price.
$100 to $200.
I'll just make it about green energy and put cow in front of it.
I don't like that. It has to be human flesh.
It'd be awesome. It's like making a wish with a genie or the monkey's paw.
In no related conversation here, let's go to the White House. The president is meeting with is it Prime Minister of Norway?
I believe so.
All right. Let's listen and see what they have to talk about. Of course, there's probably some trade negotiation going on here, but let's listen in.
We want to end that war. We want to end it quickly. And I think we've made a lot of progress. And we'll see what happens. This next few days is going to be very important. Meetings are taking place right now. Additionally, we talked about trade, and we will generally we get along very well. I'm trying, we'll do something, but I think the Prime Minister knows that over the years, the United States has been very good to a lot of people, and it's time for us to benefit also. So we're going to have a good relationship on trade, and we discussed other things also. Mr. Prime Minister, it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. This is this year is 200 years since the first immigration from Norway to the U.S. We come here early in your term. Appreciate that you take time. We have highlighted that very close cooperation. We are allies. We look after security in the north, in the Arctic. A lot of confidence between our services. We have discussed in detail the war in Ukraine. I have saluted the president for his initiative to make progress towards something that can be a ceasefire and an end to this terrible conflict. It is a complex picture, but it needs political will and push, and we have exchanged ideas on that. And then I think the president and his team have been open to hear our perspectives. And on trade, we have also emphasized that we can benefit, both of us, by trading. We can be complementary, and we can find good solutions. But first of all, I appreciate, Mr. President, the spirit and the tone of this conversation, which has been confirmation of a very strong partnership.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any questions?
Mr. President, yes. Have you spoken about the tariff that you want to impose on Norway? Is there a chance that you can lower
it? We spoke about trade, and we understand each other very well. I think we'll have no problem.
You think that you can get an agreement?
I think we'll have no problem whatsoever with Norway.
Mr. President,
a possible visit to Norway? Did you discuss a possible visit for President Trump?
We didn't, but I love it. I mean, I've been there, and it is a beautiful place. They have.
But I told the president that, you know, he is receiving us early in the term. He's welcome to visit Norway. We would like to have him, and it will be another way of emphasizing this strong friendship.
Norway has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine,
yes,
since the Russian invasion in 2022. Has something been discussed here today that may have altered your views on things?
No, we want to, very simply, I have no allegiance to anybody. I have allegiance to saving lives, and I want to save a lot of lives. A lot of young people, mostly young people. It's the war. It's the soldiers. And if we can do that, also, as you know, I got started because the money that's been spent on this war is insane. It should have never happened. And it would have never happened if I were president. But Biden spent $350 billion on this, and it's a shame. And that's what got me involved. And then I looked at, and I see the results. It's horrible. It's a killing field. 5,000 soldiers a week on average. And we want to stop that. We both want to stop that for a lot of reasons, but I would say that is my number one reason.
Why do you think that Russia, that you will get Russia to accept a deal that also Ukraine and Europe is willing to?
I think so, yeah. I do. I believe they will accept, and I think we're going to get this over with. I hope so. Soon.
You continue to lack support from NATO allies in your goal of obtaining Greenland. How will you proceed if you don't get that support?
Well, Greenland's going to be interesting, but that's for another day. I think we need that for international peace.
What are you expecting of your
allies?
If
you don't have that, I think it's a big threat to our world. So I think Greenland's very important for international peace. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Mr. President, this morning in Truth Social Post, you used the words, Vladimir, stop. That seemed like a slightly different message, a personal message. What is your level of frustration with President Putin?
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it. That's what I meant, and that's, you know, what it is. I assume that's what you mean.
Sorry.
Yeah,
if the bombs keep falling, will you consider additional sanctions toward Russia, or what will you do if President Putin does not respond?
I'd rather answer that question in a week. I want to see if we can have a deal. No reason to answer it now, but I won't be happy. Let me put it that way. Things will happen.
Mr. President, why are you not putting more pressure on Russia? I know a lot of Europeans
put in a lot of pressure. You don't know what pressure I'm putting on Russia. They're dealing. You have no idea what pressure I'm putting on Russia. We're putting a lot of pressure.
Can you maybe tell us that?
We're putting a lot of pressure on Russia, and Russia knows that, and some people that are close to it know, or he wouldn't be talking right now. The Prime Minister understands that better than anybody. He wouldn't be talking right now. He's talking, and we're putting a lot of pressure. I think he wants to make a deal. We're going to find out very soon, but it takes two to tango, and you have to have Ukraine want to make a deal, too, and they're being hit very hard. And I do believe they want to make a deal.
Mr. President,
you said that the Ukraine have to give some territory to win peace, among them Crimea. Do you stand by that? And I know that the NATO, former NATO General Secretary today has told you that he does not agree and he believes in territorial integrity of Ukraine. How will you deal with that with your allies? And do you stand by that Ukraine have to give?
Former Secretary General happens to be right here, you know, so they can't put words in his mouth. He's been a great general, frankly. It was because that's what you are, really. You're a general, but he's been a great Secretary General. We had a tremendous relationship, very successful, and I think he could speak for himself. He's right here.
But do you still agree that Ukraine have to give some territory away to win peace?
Well, it depends what territory. They've been fighting. They've lost a lot of territory. We'll do the best we can. Working with Ukraine, we'll do the best we can. But they lost a lot of territory. When you say Crimea, that was handed over during a president named Barack Hussein Obama. That was had nothing to do with me, Crimea. That was 11 years ago with Obama. And they made a decision. There wasn't a bullet fire. There was no fighting. There was no anything. They just handed it over. Now they say, well, can you get it back? I think that's going to be a very difficult thing to do. That was given by Barack Obama when he was president, not by Donald Trump.
Thank you, Mr. President. That you put on the table. It's a 30-day ceasefire proposal. Your national security team presented it to both Ukraine and Russia. 2 months ago, Ukraine agreed to that ceasefire proposal immediately. Russia has not. And my question is Russia the obstacle to peace based upon that, just getting to that 30-day ceasefire?
I don't think so. I think that they both want peace right now. They're ready to do something. We'll see what happens. Complicated, very complicated. But I think they are both very much looking to make a deal. Marco, what would you say?
Well, first of all, the what was put before our partners was options to discuss about things that it would take to end a war. This war is endable. Both sides just have to agree to it. We've shown them a pathway forward. We've discussed those ideas. It was a good meeting yesterday. There'll be good meetings over the weekend. We've shown them the finish line. We need both of them to say yes. But what happened last night with those missile strikes should remind everybody of why this war needs to end. It's horrible those missiles landed. What's even worse is there are today people that were alive yesterday that are not alive today, because this war continues, and the president wants to stop it. And everyone should be thanking the president for being a peacemaker and trying to save lives. That's what we're trying to do here. It's not our war. We didn't start it, as you know. But we're trying to end the dying. We're trying to end the destruction. And we've shown the path forward. We can see the finish line, but both of them have to get there. We're going to do everything we can to help them get there, but they have to ultimately say yes.
And we are using a lot of pressure on both. You know, if you think we're just in there because we're nice people, and we are nice people, but we're using a lot of pressure on both.
What concessions, Mr. President, and to your national security team, what concessions has Russia offered up thus far to get to the point where you're closer to peace?
Stopping the war. Taking the whole country. Pretty big concession.
Mr. President, if you are going to take down the tariffs, what do you want Norway to buy more of from the U.S.?
To buy more? Well, you don't need snow. You don't need skis. You don't need ski champions either, right? You have a lot of them. We just want to keep the relationship the way it is. We've had a great relationship. I think now maybe closer than ever, but we've had a great relationship with Norway. I think just keep it the way it is. You can't do better.
Really? Not even by, say, fighting?
Well, if they want to give us some additional concessions, that's okay. You can't do much better. Yes, yes.
Mr. President, you had a long meeting with Norway today. You said that Norway is doing a lot of things right, but on the Ukraine, if I can ask both you and the Prime Minister, did you find common ground today on Ukraine and the peace plan?
Totally. It's totally common ground. The Prime Minister can speak about it, but I can just say he wants to see people stop dying more than anything else, and he'd like to see it end. He's going to help us end it.
Can I say that to move towards an end of this war, U.S. engagement is critical, and President Trump made that possible. That is clear. That is obvious. It's really happening. Now, the important thing is that both parties have to know that they have to deliver, and they have to feel the pressure to deliver. Ukraine is under attack. They are defending themselves. Lives are being lost. And we believe very firmly that there needs to be a ceasefire. The initiative taken by the U.S. Some time ago, it needs to be respected. And then to move on to something which both parties can own. That is the complicated part in such a dramatic war. And here I believe Europeans and Americans working together, as we do much closer now. I salute the team of President Trump of being, you know, open in that process. We had a good discussion on this today. And then we have to move on, and we cannot lose time because this is too much drama happening. One thing is people losing their lives, but it is a bad thing for Europe, and it's a bad thing for the world to having such a broad conflict going on. It can have ramifications far beyond Ukraine.
Mr. President, follow up question on China.
Mr. President, I forgot my question. I wanted to ask about
sorry, that happens.
It happens sometimes, yeah. No, Mr. President, I wanted to ask about the... Zelensky has said that he wants more Patriot missiles. So far, has been no response from the United States. And the United States decides to pull out of negotiating for peace, trying to broker peace, does that also mean a no on Patriot missiles, a no on sharing intelligence with Ukraine?
Let's see what happens. I think we're going to make a deal. And if we make a deal, that'll be wonderful. We won't have to worry about your question. You can ask that question in 2 weeks, and we'll see. But I think we're getting very close. The Prime Minister feels the same way, and we'll hopefully not have to answer that question.
What is the President?
Norway is the third country to be officially invited to the White House after Liberation Day. Why did you invite Norway so soon to the White House?
Because I like them. And I like your Prime Minister, and I like the way your government runs, and I respect the King. He's highly respected in Norway. It's a great thing. Not an easy thing to do. He's done a great job. Yeah.
Would you like an invitation to visit the King?
Absolutely. You get me that invitation.
I just told the President he's welcome to visit Norway.
President Trump, it's quite hard.
Yeah,
but you've said before that you like the Norwegian Petroleum Fund. And I'm wondering if that has been up for discussion today, the way that we have structured our money.
This fund was created in the late 1990s to save for future generations the income from oil and gas. Norwegians should continue to work as hard, dedicated, innovate, and move forward, despite having these incomes, which we happen to be in the period of our history where we can harvest, and we have transferred that into investments, half of them, by the way, here in the United States. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a model which we have been able to explore. If we can share experiences, and we do with our colleagues in the U.S., you never copy this one-to-one, but there can be techniques and way of working that we have used in organizing our fund. Jens Stoltenberg was the finance minister when the first dollar entered that fund, so he is a safe hand to have as a finance minister today. What do you say?
No, and as you said, Mr. Prime Minister, we are ready to sit down with the U.S. To also work with them on if they want to establish a sovereign wealth fund, because we have a good experience with our fund. And I think that one example of how we work together with the United States is that half the fund, close to $1 trillion, are invested in the United States, mainly in equity, but also some in fixed income, including government bonds. So This is an expression of trust in the United States, expressed by the strong investment of the Sovereign Wealth Fund. Then just briefly on Ukraine, since it was mentioned, we had a very good and extensive discussion about Ukraine, the path forward to peace. And as the Prime Minister said, we commend the US for pushing forward to try to find a negotiated solution. At the same time, we need to continue to support Ukraine. And therefore, I'm proud that Norway has actually tripled the military support to Ukraine. And this year, we will allocate close to $8 billion to Ukraine. That will strengthen them and also their hand on the negotiating table.
Can we add to that, you know, if there's a peace, and there will be a peace, we have a common responsibility in securing democratic Ukraine for the future. And the best security guarantee they can have is the ability to defend themselves. And we are investing in that.
Mr. Prime Minister,
as it relates to tariffs, Mr. President, when you unveiled your reciprocal tariffs on April the 2nd, the tariff rate for Norway was 15%. Based upon your conversations that you've had today with the Prime Minister, do you see that tariff rate coming down from what you proposed just a few weeks ago?
Well, they have a great fund of $2 trillion. It's a big fund. And they don't have any debt. So I think they'd probably be willing to pay us more than that, I hope.
Are the terms in agreement of which country?
Mr. President,
yes.
In 2018, your former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, called for an end to Russian occupation of Crimea. Why does this administration, why has this administration changed its stance on territorial concessions?
Well, the war started. It would have never started if I were president. This is a war that is a horrible. All wars are horrible. This one is in particular bad. And I don't know that you can ever say there's going to be a winner to this because so many lives have been lost. Not only soldiers, a lot of lives have been lost. I think that we want to do one very simple thing. It would have never happened if I were president. Zero chance it was going to. And it didn't. You know, people say, how do you know that? Number one, it didn't happen. We never even discussed it. I would talk to Putin about it. It was the apple of his eye. You know, Ukraine was the apple of Putin's eye. But we never, there was never even a thought that he'd go in. And I think he understood that I would not be happy if he did. And it was only when I got out, and, you know, when you mention what happened to Ukraine years ago under President Obama and a vice president that was also president later, unfortunately for this country, what happened is large chunks of land were given up, and it was called Crimea. And that was a big thing. That was a big moment. But this isn't my war. This is Biden's war. This is a war that Biden was president when this war happened. But I'm trying to put out the fire, and I think we'll be successful. And if we do, we're going to save a lot of lives. Otherwise, and the Prime Minister had a statement. He said, this is just a point in time. We're very lucky because this is a point. And if this doesn't happen, this could go on for a long time.
Mr. President, will you have meetings with other world leaders when you're in Rome, sir?
Future Democrat president?
I don't think he will. I think he wants to make peace. I think he wants to end it. And I feel pretty confident of that. But we're gonna know pretty soon.
Mr. President, will you have meetings with other world leaders when you're in Rome?
Yes, I will.
Which leaders do you want to meet, sir?
Well, I'd like to meet them all. That would be nice. I'd like to take care of all of them. But we have many of them there, and they all want to meet. And they want to meet about trade. And we are making some great inroads and great deals. You might want to speak about that, Mr. Secretary.
We had a very successful bilateral meeting with the Republic of South Korea today. We may be moving faster than I thought, and we will be talking technical terms as early as next week as we reach an agreement on understanding as soon as next week. So South Koreans came early. They came with their A game, and we will see if they follow through on that.
So Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent there talking about the deals that are about to be made, hopefully. I was just saying, I said this on the air, right? That maybe they're lining them up for the 100 days.
I think that was off
the air.
I
wouldn't be surprised. It would be smart politics, I believe, that if you had some deals done, smart politics says you use that as an opportunity to keep the ball rolling and to pick up pace. And, you know, my anticipation is that during the 100 days, they might have a few big deals to announce so that if you go look, you know, if everybody takes the 100 days as a benchmark in one's presidency to say, well, 100 days in, are you better off than you were? If you were going to announce trade deals that are going to give Americans great confidence and courage to continue down this road, you got to do it in a smart way. And I would think it would be pretty smart to do that next week as they celebrate the 100 days the entire time. But we'll wait and see.
They're having a lot of meetings with a lot of countries who are coming to the table, and they haven't announced anything yet. So it would make sense that they once the dominoes start to fall, they're really going to go.
Well, we said at 125 we were going to take phone calls. The president, of course, speaking, bumped that back a little bit. But we're going to do that next. 314-241-9797. The question we're asking you today, how do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? Too much, too fast? Need to be doing more? Just right? Or Trump is awful? Give us a call and weigh in on this issue. And when we get back from this break, we're going to feature you on the Annie Fry Show. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Grab an open line. We just unblocked the lines for you. So jump on. Let us know what you think about the pace of the Trump administration. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome to my house, baby, take control. No, it's strengthening the American brand.
That's the whole point.
How?
We're the largest economy on earth. We're 39% of all goods consumed worldwide. We're 26.1% of world GDP. And if we don't fight against China's theft of IP, of not abiding by the World Trade Organization laws, all of the disputes going on forever, the theft of every mold of an American product, that is what the American brand's about. It's about democracy, transparency, and rule of law. And you want China to ride shotgun on every small American company that hits 5 million in sales?
There's Kevin O'Leary, someone who knows a little bit about business, talking about these tariffs. And I think that there is an easy political argument that's made usually on social media about how tariffs are destroying the economy and everything. You know, people are talking about the very much so here and now. If your 401k isn't as high as it was, you know, one of the days that Joe Biden was president, people are looking at that and saying Trump's an absolute failure. But they entered the room saying Trump's an absolute failure. They have the ends justifies the means mentality where they know what the determination is. And anytime they can cherry pick some sort of data point to subsidize what they're thinking, they throw it out there and ignore the context. I think tariffs are complicated. I think tariffs are a little stressful for all of us to watch and see and with bated breath to see if Donald Trump is going to accomplish what he says he's going to accomplish. But we're not there yet. There's no conclusion here that determines that it's a failure, just like there's no conclusion yet that determines it's a success. We have to wait and see. And boy, we are not patient people. Our YouTube live chat poll today is asking you, how do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? Do you think it's too much, too fast? Do you think he needs to be doing more? Do you think it's just right or Trump is awful? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, youtube.com/@AnnieFry. Or on your YouTube app, you can just type our name in there. And where you see the live chat pop up with the live broadcast is where the live chat poll is. Now, we've got a couple people waiting in line here to talk on the show, and we'd love to invite you to join them. Get in line at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, and answer that question. How do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? Let's talk to Bob first. Bob, thanks for calling the show. How do you feel about it?
Hi, Annie. How you doing? Oh, I think he's doing a great job. And I would say full steam ahead. Get done as much as he can, as quick as he can, and make it right for all the American people. For too long, we've been passive. We've been procrastinating like nobody's business. And everybody's not used to a pace of making things happen in a good way. And this is what President Trump came in. This is what we voted him in November. This is what we said we want. We got it. It's time to just keep full steam ahead and make it happen.
Well, I appreciate that phone call, Bob. Thank you for that input. He said it there. This is what we voted for.
The thing he said there that I agree with, because my answer to the question today, how do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration, is just right. Not because I don't want him to move faster. I don't know that he can move faster. So when people say, yes, I think it's just right, but I'd like him to move faster, I'm kind of there. I don't really know how you could do it much faster.
Mary Kay on our Facebook live stream says, too much, too fast. It's scaring people.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing untrue about that.
Roller coasters scare people, but people still stand in line.
And it doesn't mean anything that he's doing is wrong. I mean, there's still a lot of things that you could say, oh, well, the verdict's out, like tariffs. But it doesn't mean that... That just because he's moving fast doesn't mean it's bad.
Right. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Give us a call and tell us what you think about the pace of the Trump administration. Roger, thanks for giving us a call. What are your thoughts?
This is Roger. I am happy to talk to you and honored. I have an idea. Not only do I love the pace, but I have an idea to press it forward.
Okay.
Float this thought amongst you all and discuss it. It relates to the 401k. Let's give a one-time coupon. It can be targeted indirectly at the baby boom, you could say, but a tax coupon. Pay down the national debt. It's a perfect time with tariffs. People can make the conversion. We can buy down the debt. There's a lot of money tied up in the baby boom. You know, I'm happy to know I remembered your number when you announced it, because I'm of that age group, but we've got a lot of money tied up. I'd love if I could get a few percent off on my taxes, I'd convert a lot of pre-tax money. I'd love to hear you guys talk about it.
Okay, thank you, Roger, for the phone call. I appreciate it. If you want to get in line, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. What do you think?
I've heard some suggestions like this before, maybe not exactly that, of doing some sort of stimulus for people to get their money out of holding. And I don't know that that's a bad idea. I just don't know that at the moment it's what we need to do. That's something that seems like you'd want to do, like break glass in case of emergency. And I don't know that we're at that point.
When do we get to an emergency?
Well, what he's saying is that we are in one because our debt is so much. I understand that.
$36.7 trillion.
Yeah.
And ticking.
I would think that's more of a sudden economic stimulus that you could be creating by doing that, that we don't necessarily need yet.
I'm looking at the U.S. debt clock here, and the savings per tax dollar or taxpayer for what the Doge effort is, and that's if you how much credit you put to this U.S. debt clock. I like it. I just like colors and graphs.
Yeah.
So. But they have $355 billion saved, and per taxpayer, that's $3,160. It's pretty interesting to see that go up. We're going to take a quick break. We went real long there with the president. If you want to get in line to call us, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. You can tell us how you feel about the pace of the Trump administration. I've got a few comments here, too, from listeners that I'm going to read. I'll read one now, and we'll read a few more in the next segment as well. Joe says, get things done before the resistance can organize. Judges are their last desperate defense against being defunded. So he's got a couple of things there that he wants to have them get done. But you got to go all in this early part of the term if you want to beat the midterm elections and the potential of not having the power anymore after those midterms to get it done. I think that's what Joe's saying. 314-241-9797. Give us a call. Stay on the line if you're there. We'll get to you on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
That's when she said,
I am Hispanic, but I am a citizen, legal citizen, and I am disgusted, and I am so angry with liberals talking of going out of the country for this guy. I don't understand what they're trying to say to the Hispanic community. Like, are they trying to pick votes? Why are they doing this? It's not doing anything. It's just making us more angry. That's all.
So there you have a woman talking about watching the Democrat Party and what they represent. Look at the people who they're chasing after. It's wild to see the efforts and the focus of the activist progressive left of the Democratic Party. I don't believe the whole Democratic Party is the way the squeaky wheels are. But they're going to have to organize and figure out how they are going to successfully not divide their party completely in half by pushing back against the far, far left. They're chasing after people who are criminals, and it is a very unifying message to be like, no, we want to make America safe again. And that Hispanic caller on Mark Halperin's show is saying the same thing. So we talk a lot about tariffs and the pace of the Trump administration, but you got to remember, of course, probably the main thing that he's done very successfully is secure the border. The border is secure now, and we have to deal with the repercussions of what the Biden-Harris administration did to our country in the process. So still, of course, a lot of work to do. 314-241-9797 if you want to give us a call. Our question today on the YouTube live chat poll and for our callers is, how do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? And I want to get to our callers here. I'll start with Jeff. Jeff, thank you for calling us and weighing in on this question. What do you think?
I love it.
You love
it. He's like Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done.
they're one and the same. It's hard to tell them apart. So you think that the way he's going, strong and steady and fast, it's all good?
Oh, yeah. The only thing I don't understand is how these this federal judges can get in. That's the part I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be just absolutely wonderful if you could get rid of these guys. You know what I mean?
Well, they can. Jeff, thank you for the phone call. They can't impeach him.
They can impeach him.
I mean, that exists in the checks and balances. It's just not going to happen.
Well, even if they do impeach him in the House, it's not going to get past the Senate. It doesn't mean he'll be removed from office.
Sean, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. How do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration?
Hey, Annie. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
I love it. I mean, fast-paced, it's Trump's way. That's how he does things. I can't imagine if the country was behind him, how much more would be getting accomplished. I think it scares the heck out of people that you know, Trump brings a sledgehammer to every party, and he is really fast out of the gate. And after, you know, the last 4 years of Weekend at Bernie's, people are kind of freaking out a little bit, and that's okay. Trump's comfortable. I'm comfortable. Sean, I think he's doing a great job.
I love it. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate you. You know, it's interesting to compare, you know, the Weekend of Bernie's thing, that the fear and anxiety that people who were not in favor of Joe Biden's policies had, it would be different if you were not in favor of Trump's policies. Trump's ability to be effective and his willingness to lead, whatever it was that we did for 4 years when Joe Biden was the president, it was different. It was almost like he was the last to know what was going on and the first to tell us about things. But he just was, if we can Bernie's, there's not much better way to explain it than that.
And the difference between the two, you know, going from one to the next is probably why this feels even faster than usual.
Quite a bit jarring. One more call here. 314-241-9797. We can maybe fit one more in. Bob, thank you for reaching out to us. What are your thoughts on the Trump's administration's pace?
Well, I think he's working at a perfect pace, because in any negotiations, you have to kind of leave your opponent wondering what's going to happen. But you have all, you know, you hold the cards, you look at all the options, and then you keep putting the ideas out there. And eventually, you're going to get what you need to have in order to finish the deal. Mm. So I appreciate the president and what he does. And I also appreciate you and what you do, and wish you the best in Washington next week. I'll be a faithful listener.
Oh, Bob, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take
you
care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye. This is very nice. This is Bob Wiggins, was it?
It might have been. It didn't sound like him, but you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if your dad has an affinity for me the way mine has an affinity for you. We'll see. The second caller that we had here in this segment,
Sean
was talking about, wasn't he the one who said, like, if that was the first one, if he had the support of the country, how much better it would be? I think he's got it as much as he's ever going to have it, and I think it's enough.
I still think, you know, we're not even 100 days in. The pace is unbelievable, which is why we're asking the question, do you think it's too fast? Do you think it's not fast enough? Can you imagine if they keep this pace up, which I'm pretty sure they will?
They're not going to slow down.
What does it look like in 2 years, 3 years from now, 4 years from now?
I asked these type of questions when the economy was going bonkers in his first term, and then COVID happened. So I'm still a little nervous about asking those questions.
I understand
look at
that.
How good it could possibly be. This is so great. And then all of a sudden it's like, how about a global pandemic?
I wonder if and this is why people are like, we want to see arrests, because we know how much corruption there is, whether it be with the money laundering through these organizations and all this stuff or whatever else it could be. But here's a good comment. I think the pace is fine, but the people that were perpetrating the fraud need to go to jail. Thank you very much. That kind of stuff I really get, because it takes time. But imagine if we start digging into this stuff and we all see, yes, this was real. There really was this kind of fraud. There really was this kind of waste and abuse. I think the American people will say, this was the guy, the right guy for the time, and get behind Donald Trump. Even the partisan people will have to say, yes, he was right about this.
We're going to take a quick break. In the next hour at 2:25, we are going to do X's and Y's, because Brad says he needs to know more things. So
I have many questions.
He's got questions, and I guess I'll have answers, or maybe Ryan can answer on behalf of women. I also, on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, put the question up, X's and Y's. You can see it right there at the top. And I ask you, what do you not understand about the opposite sex, or what would you like to ask them? So if you want to get a question in on Facebook, if you don't join us on YouTube, find that on our Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Like the page while you're there as well, and maybe your question will get asked at the 2:25 segment. Big sports night tonight. We're going to have Ethan in here, and he's going to set the table for us. He doesn't know that yet, but he does now if he's listening. And I've got some motivation for y'all, and you're going to want to hear this motivation. You're going to want to watch it as well. It comes with a video, so if you want to join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can do that as well and take a look. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with a lot of fun coming up here in the 2 o'clock hour on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.